Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition. Thursday, some call it. You know, the boring. We've got big breaking news out of the great state of Wisconsin. We have maps. We have the redistricting maps. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, by a 4-3 decision, Hagedorn, once again, the swing vote. Hagedorn joins with the liberal justices, Dalit and Walsh Bradley and Karofsky, in ruling that Tony Evers' maps are the maps that we will use for the next decade in the state of Wisconsin. And the only rationale for appeal to the federal courts would be Voting Rights Act. The dilution of African-American voters or Latino voters, majority-minority districts being underrepresented. Well, that's not what Evers' map does. It maintains or actually increases the representation or the probable representation for minorities here in the state of Wisconsin. And Republicans certainly don't want to go running to the federal courts and requesting that they redraw the maps. They've been very clear with the state courts. Well, this is a legislative process. Now, they drew the maps, the Republicans did. Evers vetoed the maps. They went running to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and on a different 4-3 ruling, Hagedorn voting with the conservatives at that time, they decided that a least change map is what they wanted, you know, because that's what Republicans ask for. So Tony Evers brought a revised map, not the People's Map, not the nonpartisan map drawn by the People's Maps Commission, but a partisan map of sorts. Now, not as partisan to the other side. This is a modest victory for the Democrats today. It could have been a lot worse. So any, you know, tempering of the really, really bad is a victory, as I see it, for Democrats. Here's how Patrick Marley sees it at the Journal Sentinel. This is your big story in the great state of Wisconsin today. A divided state Supreme Court approved election maps Thursday that were drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, but will give Republicans the upper hand in races for the legislature. Thursday's ruling builds off a 4-3 ruling in November that said the justices would make as few changes as possible to the maps that have been in place since 2011. The existing maps are heavily Republican. That's why the Republicans wanted to, you know, bake that cake. They wanted to keep those very gerrymandered maps. So the November ruling ensured whatever maps the justices approved also tilted that way. Now, Evers, Republican lawmakers and others submitted various proposals to the justices, all of them with a Republican lead because of the court's earlier decision. The maps are to be used in races for Congress and the legislature for the next decade, starting with the August 9th primaries. The legal fight may not be over. Democrats and the nonpartisan groups could try to revive a lawsuit in the federal courts. I don't see them doing that, folks. The upside is slim. And we just saw a federal court in the state of New York say, even though what is being put out there by the Democrats is overwhelmingly gerrymandered to the benefit of the Democrats in the state of New York, it's getting pretty late in the game to start changing the maps. That was the federal court's ruling in New York. So I'm not saying, you know, there's nothing that could be done, but I don't see how we greatly improve upon our lot here, Democrats. I don't see them making this appeal. That's just Crudy's opinion. I'm not a legal scholar. I just play one on the radio. States must draw new maps every 10 years to make sure legislative and congressional districts have equal populations based on data from the U.S. Census Bureau. How the lines are drawn can give one political party tremendous advantages. Yeah, anyone that lives in this state should know that by now. Republicans controlled state government in 2011 and drew maps that heavily favored them. No, I thought it was better candidates and better ideas. Oh, you're telling me it was the maps? Evers and Republicans who control the legislatures couldn't agree on new maps. That left it to the courts to resolve that stalemate. November's 4-3 decision split along ideological lines, with conservatives saying they would make as few changes as possible and liberals saying the court should consider a broader set of options. Thursday's decision remained a 4-3, but with a different configuration of justices. On right-wing talk radio, a guarantee. Right now, Vicky is eviscerating Justice Brian Hagedorn, who was elected in 2019 with the support of Republicans, but he joined the liberal justices to select Evers Mapp today. It was the latest instance of Hagedorn breaking with the conservatives on a high-profile, politically charged case. It's almost like he's doing his job. He signaled in January he could split with them in the redistricting case when he was part of the 4-3 majority that barred Republican members of Congress from submitting a second set of maps for the court to consider. The majority in that ruling said it wouldn't be fair to let the members of Congress offer two sets of maps while others could only offer one. That would seem unfair to me, Fancy.
Yeah.
Hagedorn. Once again, showing a little judicial independence. He was a swing vote in both directions on this very case.
I got to say, I've never been more happy to be wrong than I have been with Justice Hagedorn. Speaking from his quite frankly frightening religious viewpoint before the election and lectures he's gave against anti-LGBTQ people and things like that, a lot of religious stances, I had every reason to think that this guy is going to be an ideologue for the right. And it turns out that the guy seems to actually care about law and order and nonpartisanship and actually wants to do a good job as a Supreme Court justice. I'm not saying that he's perfect in every single way, but my goodness, was I wrong when I thought he was going to be a partisan hack. And it turns out he actually seems to side with the law as much as he possibly can.
I would point out, though, if Lisa Neubauer were on the court, and she lost, of course, to Hagedorn by about 5,600 votes in April of 2018, but that would have been a 4-3 ruling, you know, to accept the People's Maps Commission-drawn map. So does matter, because Hagedorn did, you know, sign off on the least change ruling as a 4-3.
Like we said, we're very excited for the compromise that we have.
Because what could have happened would have been significantly worse.
It's better than Trump, right? Hooray, Joe Biden!
I know we are somewhat relegated at this point to, you know, finding the small victories, cheering for the small victories. Talking about small, my little buddy Dominic joining next. He's going to co-devil us all through the 5 o'clock hour. You know, occasionally I make fun of his size. It's not the size of a man's stature. It's the size of a man's heart. And when I'm making fun of his small size, I'm really saying, you know, he's got a small heart.
I'm just saying people have died of enlarged hearts before, and it's an actual problem and a disease. So maybe be careful about the enlarged heart, everybody.
Well, I was thinking more like the Grinch, you know, three sizes too small. You know, maybe something will change his ways. The ghost of Christmas past. The Hagedorn ruling on the redistricting maps favoring Tony Evers' 4-3 decision just dropped in the great state of Wisconsin. I believe we might have been the very first news source in America reporting that news. Our good friend Matt Rothschild dropped it. A direct email from the legal team at Law Forward to Matt Rothschild. We brought it to you right here first. Now come back. We'll, you know, regurgitate some of the news with my short of stature, small of heart, but, you know, big ego friend Dominic.
I beat the socialists. That's how I got elected.